Hybrids podcast is back and making some history tonight. Do we have a special guest on? No. Are we going into some breaking news? No. We're making history because we're outside. It's a beautiful evening here in Arkansas. Got the outside TV going, got the little fire pit. We're outside, so I don't know if you're going to hear a lot of some crickets outside. Are you going to hear Bill Raftery going bananas? Because we got Bama and UConn battling it out. We got two legs of a parlay already covered. We need one more here, so we got a close game. What do we need? We need Bama to score over, I think, 76.5. So we're going to be a little multitasking here. But we're here. I got an ice pack on the back. Pulled a muscle. That's never fun. That happens maybe once a year. Getting old sucks. Getting old is just the worst. So I pulled a muscle, but the wife signed us up for a pickleball mixer today. It was not so much a mixer. There was some competitive pickleballness going on. Played this FBI agent. This guy, his wife would make a mistake, he was about to wring her neck. It gets uncomfortable. You just all of a sudden get in this, it happens with golf too. You get paired with someone and maybe you're not playing a match against them, but they could be really competitive and you see their, true side if they're losing. And this FBI agent was going nuts. So I hope that wife is okay. But we have a wonderful evening here. I have the ice on the back, gold bond going on, so no free ads. Also, to Monday, get ready for this. Here comes the eclipse. This eclipse stuff it's eclipsing Masters Week. That's what's happening here. All the conspiracy theories that this thing is going to be the reason behind the earthquakes and more to come. You're going to get an electrical outage. They're shutting down the grid. There is so much stuff going on. The apocalypse. There is so much stuff going on right now. Is that a plane? We got cars going. This is probably going to be really bad audio, and I'm sorry. And that's, once again, grassroots podcasting, but it feels so nice being outside. But this eclipse is eclipsing Masters Week. We should be talking about the menu right now, practice round, what are the bets going on. But good news, that's going to be a whole separate podcast. If we make it through, I'm thinking the Rooster may come on tomorrow night and do a Masters preview. The Rooster, you never know. Sometimes he's in the hen house. You got to get the guy out of the barn to talk a little bit about the Masters, especially because he was there last year. So he's fresh off going to Augusta last year. But we got to do a Masters preview. I gotta start filling out some bets. So hopefully we could do that tomorrow. So back-to-back podcast. Sorry for being away so long. We were in Pinehurst. I think I'm still coming off the Pinehurst trip. Pinehurst, if you've never been, it is just golf mecca. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. From the accommodations, they make everything nice and easy there for you. You're taking shuttles left and right. You're walking to the bars, to the restaurants. You're having lunch over on the veranda at the Deuce, watching people come in on 18. You got the Cradle. You got the Thistle Dew. And all the golf was... let's just start with the golf real quick. Before we went down there, a couple of us, we played Southern Pines. That course is tripped out. I mean, you go long on that course, you could be down a slope 40 yards chipping up on from pine straw. Turtleback greens galore, but really, really nice course. Very, very, a lot of, every tee shot made you think, and with the bunkerage out there. So that one has been restored. That was great. We went to Pine Needles. Pine Needles, if you're in that area, great course as well. They hosted a Women's U.S. Open there, but even better, they have a sunken bar and a phenomenal burger. So can't go wrong. And a couple of us that were there for dinner, we met the owner of Pine Needles, Southern Pines, and Mid Pines. The guy and his wife sat had dinner with us at the bar, talked all about the history of everything. What a great place. That place is, that could be a whole nother golf trip. Mid Pines, you can do Tobacco Road, Southern Pines, and Pine Needles. So don't sleep on that. We speaking of Tobacco Road, I called it. Always with Tobacco Road, I say you're either going to love it because it's so different than anything you've ever seen, or you're going to hate it because there's blind shots left and right and you don't know what you're doing. And that's exactly what happened. But I said you're either going to love it or hate it, but you'll never forget it. So love Tobacco Road. Then we started the tournament, actual tournament at number 4, which just lived up for the hype for a course that course could be my everyday course. That I would sign up for that. Doesn't have the history of number two, but who cares when you're playing just as nice of a North Carolina pine tree lined course with, you know, fairway bunkers that just run in. It was beautiful. Then we went over to number eight. That I went in with lower expectations. I thought I played eight, maybe it was seven. I can't remember. It was only 5 years ago. But nonetheless, everyone walked off eight really enjoying it, which was great because once you're sandwiched in between, you know, Tobacco Road, number two, number four, you're just kind of, you know, you may be an afterthought, but guy came off saying I loved it. So I didn't hear any complaints about number eight, which is great. Unfortunately, we didn't get to play number 10, which just opened. Missed it by a couple weeks, but always need a reason to go back. And then while we finished our tournament at number two, which I absolutely loved number two, not because I shot an 82 on number two, but it just fit the eye. I thought it was really interesting and different. The bunkerage, just the elevations, the history, the greens were beautiful. I love such a nice course. I'm not a golf course guy, but when you have this, you know, in terms of architecture and knowing too much. But when you have to step up and really think about the hole a little bit and the positioning and the bunkering and where to miss, those places you got to take caddies. Great job. I had this unbelievable caddy. I think his name was Wyatt. He put at the end of the day, put one of my clubs in my buddy's bag. And that club's in Pittsburgh right now. So maybe he was a little bit of a stoner, but that's okay. He was my vibe, and he was really good about telling you where to go and hit and miss. And I love too, and I can't wait to watch the U.S. Open coming there. And then the Cradle. The Cradle lived up. We dealt with a little rain at the end there, but we finally got on the Cradle. Barefoot, most of us, just grabbed a couple of clubs, did some betting on that. That's just, you know, the most fun nine holes in golf. Everyone enjoyed that. And then the Thistledew, there was a little bit like the traffic on the Major Deegan. It was a little busy, a lot of dudes on the Thistledew, which is the big 18-hole putting course. So you're watching all these putting matches going on. So, but once again, you're in Pinehurst, your shoes are off, you're hitting putts, you're having transfusions, drinking beers. What's there to complain about? There's not much to complain about. So anyway, Pinehurst was it was great. The tournament, not to bore you with the tournament, it close as it comes. Our team had an 11-7 lead going into singles matches, and there was 18 points available, and they made it close. And you need 18.5 points to win. We got 18.5 points to win, so which is great. We don't do a scoring app, and I think this was what was a lot of fun about this is that you don't really know what's happening in the matches. So we're the last group coming in. We don't know, you know, it's certainly we had a night, you know, 4-point lead, but that's nothing with this group. People get swept all the time. And that's exactly what happened. There was some lopsided scores. So we're coming in. The rain's on 18. We're the final group. I luckily already closed out my match, but my buddy's in a dogfight. And, you see all the guys under the veranda. And, you know, sometimes in tournaments past, it's interesting. You get there, you see that your team either celebrating, they're high-fiving, having a good time. You're thinking, great, we won. Whatever happens here doesn't matter. You sometimes see the other team winning, and you're like, shit, what the F happened? Who didn't go get points? Or maybe I screwed up, whatever it is. But in this case, everyone's sitting there, the other eight guys, arms folded, whispering, heads back and forth. You know, you could tell there was a lot on the line. And when we were able to report the scores in, victory for Team Hulk, well-run captaincy. So it was a great time at Pinehurst. Can't wait to go back. Now the selection committee meetings have already begun. My buddies are already wondering where we go in next year. So, but that's something we'll figure out. Speaking of figuring out, Scottie Scheffler. How about this guy? Goes back-to-back, Arnold Palmer at Bay Hill, then wins the TPC. The first guy's going back-to-back at TPC. This guy's Mr. Back-to-back. Should have gone back-to-back, belly-to-belly, back-to-back again. Where? At the Houston Open. But Houston, we have a problem. This guy figured out putting, and then just a little five-footer, said he hit a good putt. Nope. And it's the Jägermeister, which I bet on him. I said, let's take a shot on the Jägermeister, plus 440 on that final day. And cash money, this guy was great. So, but, I mean, is anyone better than Scottie Scheffler right now? I mean, is this everyone's in our office? There's like a pool where it's like, hey, is this guy, you got to choose top, the like two guys in the top 10. Who's not taking Rahm and Scheffler at this point? Is that just the dumbest thing? I said the guy running the pool. I'm like, hey, I know you don't know me. I wish to eliminate these two guys. Who's not taking these two guys? I'm a dumb better, but I'll probably take those two guys. How about Xander Schauffele? Can we start talking Xander Schauffele? He was at TPC, another opportunity. And when I bet on these guys, and I did, I said, all right, let's ride Schauffele. Maybe this is his moment. Like kind of a Ricky moment, had never won a major, gotten close in a bunch, but he won the TPC, okay, won the Players. Nope, and he fails again. What is with this guy? And I, you know, some of these interviews, he's kind of like, look, I'm just a golfer, I don't want to be out there. Okay, I mean, it's just some guys just can't close. And now don't tell me, okay, he won the gold medal at the Olympics. I don't know. Golf's fairly new in the Olympics. I'm not going crazy about it, but I guess that's something. This guy needs to do something. He needs to have a major this year, or you guys already 30-something. They say, hey, maybe your golf gets better in the 30s. Maybe. Okay. But this guy's got to show me that he could close something. I mean, it reminds me of then I went through some of the all-time non-clutch players, those players who just maybe never won the big one or should have won a lot more. I got Ricky Fowler in the one spot. Yep, he's one of Players. Just a million second places in other majors, and just Ricky, just not a closer. Tommy Fleetwood, you tell me Dubai, you tell me England, Scotland, you tell me when he's on a leaderboard and he's actually going to close one at the PGA, and I'm going to tell you you're crazy. And he's had a ton of opportunities. That guy is such a good golfer, and he cannot win on U.S. soil. Doesn't even come close. Tommy, you're better than that. Speaking of, you know, his brethren, Monty. How about Monty? Remember Colin Montgomery? He was always right there, you know, in those 90s, but never won a major. Lee Westwood. How many leaderboards has Lee Westwood been on at Augusta and in the British Open? Always had that name out there. Cannot close. Lefty was that guy, and then he peeled off six majors. So he was the prototypical guy. So maybe one of these guys is going to be the guy that, oh, remember he had none, and then Schauffele goes out and wins four or five. It could happen. Also, Greg Norman. Speaking of Greg Norman, now he was a little bit of a choker. But and Liv, the Anthony Kim news, kind of. Yeah, you know, throwing out 76s, throwing out, you know, having some brilliant, hey, he parred 11 holes in a row, or, okay, he has, there's some juice to him. The stories are more interesting about this guy, just he's emerging, rather than the golf. Let's see, you know, he apparently hasn't played at all, like, just didn't even have clubs, and this guy's just been off the map completely. So he's not just been where everyone thought he was. He's out living out in Arizona. He took the $20 million insurance deal, and now he just goes out and plays golf and gets drunk and probably does a ton of blow. I mean, I think that's what he was doing, except he just never was playing golf. It sounds like he got into some bad stuff. Apparently didn't even, you know, he was like, I would put 9 holes of golf on to fall asleep. Don't put that guy on the marketing team. Which is a call out. Maybe golf is boring, but this guy just wanted to get away from it. He didn't know Brooks won back-to-back majors. He found that out recently. He was like, I heard about Tiger coming back and having the greatest victory of all time. So Anthony Kim, let's see if you can put one together. I mean, every time I want to check the leaderboard, let's play with what did Anthony Kim shoot today. I usually have the Live, there you go, Live Golf. They're playing Doral, which is great because we played Doral, and I love Doral. Not so many guys love Florida Golf. I thought it's great. But for Florida Golf, it's as good as it gets. All right, let's see. I'm going up the leaderboard here. Where is he? Oh, no. Oh, no, Anthony. Oh, no. So he shot a 76, another 76 round one, and he just shot an 81. Okay, I mean, this is dead last Anthony Kim. Maybe he's got to bring back the belt buckles. Anthony Kim cannot get around going for him. It has to be the belt buckle. Give the baggy pants, give him a Nike hat, and the most massive belt buckle. And I think Anthony Kim turns this thing around. Tell me I'm wrong. That's what we need to see. Okay, so anyway, Live Golf, we're going to get the band back together for the Masters next week. So that's exciting. A few other things, golf news, JT and Bones break up. Interestingly enough, Mickelson and his brother, his caddy, I'm not even trying to remember his brother's name. They break up. Do we get the band back together? Do we get a little Bones and Mickelson and the Pine Straws pumping one to 8 feet on 13? Can we get a little magic back? I know Tiger wasn't. Tiger, they picked someone who's some veteran caddy or something that he knows, and he's going to be caddy for him. That would have been interesting. A little Bones and Tiger. Imagine they won together and Phil has to sit back and watch that. Maybe he wouldn't care. By the way, Full Swing, speaking of caring, apparently Mito Pereira was not happy at JT's dig on Full Swing. For those who haven't watched it yet, and I love Full Swing, so I'm just going real slow with it, and I'm giving a few Full Swing thoughts here. JT at the PGA Champions Dinner, giving a toast, giving a little speech that these guys do. It's kind of like, the Champions Dinner of Augusta. I don't know if they do that. I wonder if they do that for every major. You get JT saying at the end of the speech, and thanks to Mito Pereira for choking, because without you, I wouldn't be here. Like, I know he's just trying to be funny. But it's also like, one, it downplays you. You shot a 65 in tough conditions in Tulsa. Yeah, Mito just absolutely choked, but maybe you saw your name on the leaderboard. You put him there. I don't know. Nonetheless, Mito did not like that. The first couple episodes, I mean, they're just leaning in hard to everything Live PGA Tour. Why wouldn't you? This is, a once in a drama filled, merger. Like, this stuff has never been seen before, so we may recover it as much as possible. And Rory signed on this year, and you're getting a ton of Rory in the first two episodes, watching just the emotional roller coaster he is going on, finding about the news, which still no news what's going on with this merger. The fact there's nothing happening, you just got to think maybe they're just trying to keep this as quiet as possible. Let's just get through maybe the major season, let's get through Augusta. Like, they're ironing out a lot of details. So whatever gets these guys all back in the room together, that's what I want. So far, so good on that. I'm about to get to the episode where they, talk Keegan Bradley, when he finds out he did not make the Ryder Cup team, which was, I've been just barking on that forever. Should have been him over Ricky. Had no problem with JT being on the team. But it's going to be real hard to watch. The Fitzpatrick episode, the other Fitzpatrick, Matt Fitzpatrick, and I watched the episode. Kyle Fitzpatrick. No, it's not that. Hey, whatever. Hey, let's call him Fitz. Fitz, the younger brother, him having a good run at the Open, finished top 20. That was a good story as well. So far, so good. Behind the scenes documentaries and these shows are really good. I started watching this one on rugby, so that's another one. So just keep giving me behind the scenes footage. But anyway, that is the end. Just felt like getting on here, chatting it up a little bit. We're gonna chase the rest of this bet. Quick note. Women's golf, Gabrielle Thenn, the girl that stayed at our family for the PGA, we hosted her. She's going to come on the podcast soon, so trying to figure that out. Caitlin Clark, how great is women's basketball right now? I mean, this Caitlin Clark, she's just brought a lot of attention to women's basketball, and it's been so much fun to watch, and she is just lights out. So we got Final Four running on right now. We're going to continue watching that. We got the Women's Championship tomorrow. We're going to go Caitlin Clark over 32.5 points and Iowa plus 6.5. Put money on that. And then we're going to have the Final Four Championship rolling right into Masters Week if we do not get eclipsed. So be safe out there. Fill up your gas tank. And let's hopefully I'll see you on the other side. Until then, hit them high.